the mind of the spirit. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they both fell from grace, and sin entered the soul of man. But what most people don't know is this. As a result of that fall from grace, the mind of man was taken away from God. Prior to the fall of man, God had first priority in the spirit and in the thoughts of man, which meant God was all man thought about. Now all we think about today is money, success, our physique, our beauty, fame, sinful desires, sinful pleasures, parties, and new gadgets, nice cars. And we completely forget about his scars, his nail-pierced hands, and we spend our time in bars. These days, our minds rarely reflect on God unless we are facing situations that our experts and our world leaders can't resolve. Hey, I'm not condemning anyone here. I'm only speaking from personal experience. A majority of our society doesn't even leave home without their wallets, purses, and their gadgets, which I admit are extremely important in our everyday interaction. Our identification cards are kept in our wallets and purses, and they identify our name, but they are not our identity. Our identity is compiled of our potential, our purpose, and the significance of this season of life. When I examine the life of Moses, nowhere on Moses' ID card written on a tablet of stone did it say, lawgiver. However, in God's eyes, he was a lawgiver, a prophet, and a deliverer. Some people saw him as a murderer. However, in God's eyes, he was perfect for leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And the last time I checked, God's way is perfect. Let's face it. We are so addicted to our gadgets that if we forget them on a trip, we have mood swings. And if they break, then we are broken. And if they go missing, then a part of us has gone missing too. We dare to leave home and go on long trips without making sure that God is with us. We even dare to live a life without his presence. And to make matters worse, there are no mood swings for the absence of God, because sadly, we think we have something to take his place. I wonder what God thinks about this behavior. Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 5. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak. Thus saith the Lord, thus have ye said, O house of Israel. For I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. I want you to notice that only after the Spirit of God falls or descends upon man and God begins to speak, only then are we able to know what God is thinking. And more importantly, according to this passage, God knows all of our thoughts. So for the person that keeps on saying, God knows my heart, but you refuse to serve him, I have news for you. God knows your heart belongs to someone else or something else. Jesus said it this way, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. Back in the days, we used to say, talk is cheap. God is searching your heart today, and he's looking for thoughts of himself in your heart. If you're not thinking about him, then the question is this. Are you aware that whatever or whoever you are thinking about has taken God's place? That's called idolatry. That was the first sin committed by Adam and Eve. They allowed something else to take the place of God in their thoughts. I hope nothing is occupying the place in your mind that should belong to God. And yet, with all that we have just discovered, all God thinks about all day, every day, is his creation. Dear Lord, help us to have pure thoughts. Because only when our thoughts are pure, then we have a chance of knowing what is the mind of the Spirit. Help us to trust your leading above what we think. In the midst of everything, you are God, and your thoughts give life when they have become words. Help us to know that if we desire to produce life in our speaking, then we must allow your thoughts to become our thoughts. And only then will our words become life in our mouth. Here's a piece I'll call The Mind of the Spirit. When was the last time you reflected about the one who loved you so much that he gave up his son? Because at the end of the day, when it's over and done, if you loved him so much, then why do you run? Notice I didn't say think, I'm talking about reflection. God deserves more than a simple thought selection. God deserves more than a holiday visit. Because the time we spend with him is shorter than midgets. These words are not to elicit, not trying to be explicit. But when we drop our phones, we pick it up and we kiss it. And if we can't find our phones, then we even start twitching. So then what? Samsung and Apple get more love than our Savior? When you get in trouble, let's see if they save you. If you ask me, man, that's some messed up behavior. Sharp like a razor, shock like a taser is the Savior's heart, yet he shows us more favor. I mean, what is our world coming to? What do you suppose God should do? I mean, everybody got a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Now the boys got boys and the girls got girlfriends. And nobody even sees that we're close to the world end. Yes, I said the world end. It's coming like a whirlwind. You better get it right or your soul will be burning. It's more than a million years. The torture has no end. It's like torture's just going and torture's just flowing. Like we started real small and the torch is just growing. And no matter how I cry, it's just like the beginning. That's the real price of a life spent sinning. And the whole time you were sinning, you thought you were winning because the devil got you drunk and he had your head spinning. Thank God for Jesus. Salvation is appalling. I stopped gambling and told God I was all in. What about you? Don't you see time rolling? God's still calling. He's calling you today, but you're so busy stalling. He's here for the fallen. And that pit that you fall in, the same friends will leave you while you're standing there bawling. So here's the fact. Get a lot of wisdom and speak so we can hear it. But after getting all you get the mind of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Verse 5 to 8, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.